Iran's government says it's got nothing to hide after the US president accused it of breaching a key nuclear control deal for a long time. Donald Trump says Iran's been enriching uranium since the deal was signed by his predecessor, Barack Obama, and has promised to impose new sanctions soon. But Iran's told the International Atomic Energy Agency that its nuclear program is out in the open and it's the United States breaking international law. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
The United States accused Iran of extortion at an emergency session of the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN's nuclear watchdog. IAEA inspectors have confirmed Iran has just begun enriching uranium above the threshold allowed by the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action to pressure the remaining signatories to the deal to help relieve US sanctions. It's the second breach of the deal after Iran exceeded the cap on its uranium stockpile. But the country's envoy to the IAEA, Kazim Garibabadi, says Iran's not acting illegally.
What we are doing is in a very transparent manner, is under the surveillance of the IAEA. The inspectors are there. Every single activity is under monitoring. We have nothing to hide.
US President Donald Trump disagrees. In a tweet, he accused Iran of flouting the nuclear deal by secretly enriching uranium for a long time, something not alleged by the nuclear watchdog, which has been conducting more intrusive inspections since 2016. But the president nevertheless promised to impose new substantial sanctions on Iran, reiterating his general warning to the Iranian government.
Well, we're going to see what happens with Iran. Iran is doing a lot of bad things right now, and they better be very careful.
Iran is hopeful that European signatories France, Britain and Germany are going to save it from US sanctions and preserve the nuclear deal they invested so much effort in creating. But Iran is picking a fight with Britain over its seizure of a supertanker carrying Iranian oil off Gibraltar. The UK alleges the ship was intending to breach European Union sanctions on Syria. But Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says Britain is putting its own ships at risk. You, Britain, are the initiator of insecurity, and you will realise the consequences later, he says. Now you are so hopeless that, when one of your tankers wants to move in the region, you have to bring your frigates to escort it, because you're scared. The British haven't said they're doing so officially, but a Royal Navy frigate and a mine hunter were tracked escorting a UK-flagged tanker out of the Persian Gulf this week. The US military is proposing to form a naval coalition to patrol the Gulf and escort oil tankers in and out of it, after two separate attacks on shipping in the last 2 months. The Australian Defence Force has not confirmed whether it's been asked to be part of the coalition. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchek reporting for AM.